everybody. How's everybody doing today? This is The Clowns, a fantasy football podcast. We've been bouncing around on this podcast a little bit and kind of spinning it up kind of around the last year. And I think we're going to make this kind of the first new official episode to the podcast. So we're branding by The Clowns. And this podcast is going to describe, kind of go over a lot of football news. So specifically, for the most part, it's going to be regarding the NFL, the National Football League. And we're also going to dive a little bit into fantasy football. We love fantasy football. I've been playing probably for the last 7 or 8 years. I'm a recent college graduate from Virginia Tech. My name's Aiden. I'll be kind of one of the co-hosts of the show. And Bargoff, why don't you do a little introduction on yourself?
Hey guys, I'm BK. I'm being forced by Aiden against my will to do this. Please help. I'm just kidding. I love football too. I'm a Virginia Tech grad. Unlike crazy Aiden over here, I actually have sensible reason for not being a Tom Brady fan.
Wow, here we go.
Anyway, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. I've loved football for a while now. I'm actually a Ravens fan. Been a Ravens fan since, I guess for a while. I don't remember a specific year.
But for a while, though. Before Lamar Jackson, of course. Before the hype train began.
Lamar Jackson. Back in the Ray Lewis days.
Back in the Ray Lewis days. When Joe Flacco won his Super Bowl.
Yes.
I had to go through the Patriots to do it. Of course.
But yeah, and we have our guest today, don't we? Let's introduce him.
I don't think he's joined yet, but I'll send him a link so he can get in here, but we can resume until he kind of pops into our podcast. So, Bargoff, why don't you, or I guess one of the things we should mention is that Bargoff and I are actually going to be going to a football game this year. We're going to the Ravens and the Chargers game. Kind of given week one, I mean, we'll dive in a little bit deeper. Bargoff, how do you see that game looking? Do you think the Ravens are going to have a good outcome? I think it's sometime in October, right?
The fan in me wants to say the Ravens will absolutely destroy the Chargers, but the analyst in me says it's going to be a tough battle because Chargers offense is really explosive with Herbert at the center. He's been really good, and I predict he's going to be really good this season. They have a really good offensive line, good run game, good defense. Baltimore, on the other hand, is sort of depleted, especially in the running back position as of now. And that was very apparent in yesterday's loss to the Raiders. It's not going to be any easier since week two we face Kansas City. So it's going to be a tough battle for us to get back to the playoffs. But and the game we're going to nonetheless.
Yeah, very excited about that. So let's do a little overview of the league that we're running this year. We did a startup dynasty draft. It's a full PPR. And we had our draft last Wednesday, the day right before Thursday Night Football, between the Bucks and the Cowboys. I thought the draft went pretty well. We did have one person end up opting out of the league. It is a 12 person. But somebody opted out of the league because of a lot of the wild trades that were going on. I actually somehow ended up three or four late round second picks. And honestly, the draft was pretty balanced. I think a lot of people were giving a lot of hate to some of the trades that were going on, but there was no collusion. A lot of trades were made with some future picks involved, and one of our members actually left the league because of it. But I thought I had a pretty good team, and I made some really good second-round picks. I mean, we can go over the draft in a bit. But I actually got absolutely smacked this first week by one of the new members, Victoria, who absolutely swept the floor and had the highest point total of any of the 12 teams. And this is her first year playing fantasy football.
I don't think this is her first year of fantasy football. She may have been in other leagues.
Her brother actually helped her draft, so she had a little bit of help to begin the league, and she ended up getting 180 something points, and I ended up with like 120 something. So I pretty much got blown out. Looking forward to kind of being a little bit higher up on the waiver wire, so maybe I can get like a good, good pickup in kind of the waivers. We can go over the specific waivers that I'm actually targeting this week, because Bargov, did you win this week?
I did.
So I think it would be fair for me to discuss some of these waivers ads that I'm looking into, despite, I guess, I'm higher on the pecking order, so it might be good to go over. But
I got some waivers too because, well, I drafted Gus Edwards literally 2 days before he blew out his knee.
Yep.
And who else? I did draft Latavius Murray. People were giving a crap about him.
They were, and it ended up actually
he just released, and I had a feeling, you know, with this Raven situation, he might be signed by them. So I thought, what the heck? Let's just, you know, I'll bench him, and let's say if my top backs have like a bye week, I'll use him. He'll be useful in a run heavy offense. And lo and behold, he did score a touchdown yesterday.
He did. He had a good clutch touchdown.
Funny, because do you know what's funny though?
What's funny?
You know the other running back, his name is like Tyson Williams?
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to pick him up on waivers, right? So I was supposed to pick him up on waivers, and I was about to release Latavius Murray for it.
Yeah.
There were rumblings about, oh, he's going to be, this Tyson guy is going to be like
the shit.
Everybody was like still uncertain.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, I think he's a rookie, so I didn't trust him too much. So I was about to pick him. I had him on the waiver list, but then literally like, few hours later, I decided it's not worth it, so I dropped the waiver. And then yesterday, when I was watching the game, and he like was running well and he scored the touchdown, initial touchdown, I tried to quickly grab on waivers, but then literally someone else had already claimed it, so I was like,
"You're mad over there." Yeah, I don't know why the waivers were so weird. I think I tried to set it up to be weekly now, so I don't know why it was screwed up. I don't think I changed that draft setting. It's kind of strange. I think usually it's used in the off season so that people can pick people up and stuff, but during the season it should not be occurring. So yeah, I think that was just an error, but it's been fixed, hopefully, for the future. But yeah, Tyson Williams had a good game. He was kind of the third string, and he kind of came in a role, and I guess you were saying he's definitely young. I guess he could be a rookie. I don't know too much about him, but he had a very good game. And the Ravens, sadly, kind of choked that game away. But, you know, you win some and you lose some.
Yeah, if you were a Pats fan, you would. I know you'd feel worse, but since Brady went to the Bucks, I know you don't feel as bad.
Bargov, why don't you walk us over your team? And then kind of go over your team, maybe your draft strategy within the draft of kind of, I don't know, like your ideas behind it, some of the picks that you made, and how you think your season's going to go this year or how it's going to go in the future in our Dynasty League of Clown Fiesta.
Well, my traditional draft strategy that actually helped me win last year was basically what I did was I loaded up a ton. So I realized that fantasy in general is just geared more towards running backs. So,
yeah.
And wide receivers to some degree. So I made sure to beef up real early on those positions and then maybe just get like a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
And then, but once I did that before, I also had to make sure that I got a good defense and a really good kicker because I'm actually surprised. You lose quite a bit of points if you miss a field goal. And for some reason, how do I say it? It's been weird. I remember a couple few years ago, they made a rule change about the extra points. Remember the extra points used to be like a game? Like you just literally are like 1 yard away from the end zone and you kick it.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to make it so that they have to kick from like 20 yards away, and then literally a lot of kickers started missing extra points and field goals and shit.
Yep.
And then literally almost every kicker I knew, even my kicker, Tucker, he started missing some good ones. So, and especially that helps a lot if you're trying to like, you know, win games, not just fantasy games, but like if you want, if you're just like a fan, you just want your actual team to win.
Yeah.
Those kicks matter, especially, you know, when it comes down to it.
100%.
So I've always put a value, high value on the kicker position. I've also made sure to get a really good defense as well, because it's weird, because I don't know if this is true of every league, but we always start up with 10 points for every game.
Yep, that tends to be how it goes. Yep, 10 points.
So, and then if the defense is really good, right? So, if you have, like, a really good defense, and then let's say you have, like, 2 sacks and a pick, that is, what, 5 extra points right there? So,
yeah.
Even if the other team scores a touchdown, you're basically still winning. You basically still have 10 points to your defense. So, it's still pretty, like, easy pickings to have a good defense. They can give you points pretty easily if you do it right.
That's true. I kind of went with the strategy defense-wise and kicker. I drafted them way at the end, and that tends to be how most people do it, because it's really good, because depth is huge in fantasy football.
Like, you know, I draft them in, like, the freaking, like, the third or fourth round. I wait till, like, I think this year I drafted, like, in the 10th or 11th rounds.
Yeah. In years prior, though, you drafted very, very early, maybe even like in the 8th or 9th round with the defense.
Yeah, but I always make sure to get a decent defense, like a really good defense. I remember last year I got the Pats defense, or not last year, but the year before, the Pats defense, and that game against Miami, they had 50 points, and all my other players sucked that week except for the Pats defense, and I won just thanks to the Pats defense against that Miami game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was actually insane. Like, that was absolutely crazy. Who did you draft for your defense this year, Bargo?
New England. Same. You know, okay. The reason why I drafted them is, you know, so last year, you know how a bunch of their players were, like, you know, didn't want to play because of COVID.
Yep.
And this year, they're all back, so I'm assuming, you know, the defense is back, and they're going to be, like, their old selves again, sort of. So, and, you know, Bill Belichick is like a defensive mastermind, and with all due respect. So, I think, you know, with that, I think they'll play at a high level when it really matters, too. I think they're playing, I don't know who they're playing next, but I think they're going to do a solid job on defense.
Okay. You got Dalvin Cook in the first round. I think that's a very, especially being at the number 2 spot, I think that was a very sick.
I do not like him. He took 2 of my players that I wanted.
That is the way of fantasy football. You also, you drafted, it looks like you have DeAndre Hopkins. Very good. He had 6 for 8 receptions, 83 yards, and 2 touchdowns. DeAndre Hopkins had a very good game.
I mean, yeah, the Cardinals blew out the line.
Yeah. But you also, you picked Russell Wilson very early, and a lot of people found it pretty humorous.
Well, Russell Wilson is quarterback.
But you picked him over, like, Kyler Murray.
I don't know. I have a hard time trusting Kyler for, like, various reasons.
But he also have age on his side because he's younger. So I feel like the Cardinals should do very well this year.
But Russell Wilson, age is a problem. I mean, he's what? I don't think he's 30 yet. Is he?
I think he's got to be 30, maybe like 31, 32.
But I think, you know, he's still. I think he has the best deep throws, one of the best, like, deep balls. In, like,
yeah.
He's, like, really good with it. So, and he has, like, he's really accurate, too, with the ball. So, I thought, you know, that's an easy way to get fantasy points. If
he is 32 years old, just confirming.
32.
Yep.
But still, he's an MVP candidate, isn't he? Like, he was supposed to be an MVP candidate.
He was last year for the first half of the season, and then he just kind of crashed and burned this season, kind of.
Well, the defense was also, like, really, really bad.
Yeah.
First round, so pretty bad.
So, Bargov, how do you see your team doing this season, and how do you feel like it will develop in the future?
We'll win every year.
You're going to win every year? Are you holding that to your standard? He won our league. Everybody in the audience, he won our league last year, so he's been a little cocky. Bargov, do you think you're going to win the league this year? Are you adamant about it?
What did I just say?
He's going to win this year. All right, people. There you have it. Barkov will win the fantasy league this year. Why don't you tell us about a piece of your team that you're looking to upgrade, or maybe some trades that you're going to try to get? Is there anyone you're going to try to sell off? Maybe somebody had a hot game and you want to flip them, or maybe sell somebody high or low?
Maybe I was thinking about getting rid of maybe a couple of my tight end and maybe a receiver for, or maybe a pick for Devontae Smith, because I really wanted him. Swear to God, that kid's too good. Aiden, I'm telling you, that kid is too good.
Yeah, he seems like very, very, very good candidate. Okay. I think that's good. I'd like to go with my team real quick, and then we can talk about the waivers. I ended up drafting CEH very early. I drafted Stephon Diggs, Ridley, and Scary Terry on the Washington football team. I guess I have Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Right now I have Saquon Barkley. I have Saquon Barkley. I have Antonio Brown, Corey Davis, Broncos defense. I also picked up Trey Lance. I feel like Trey Lance is going to have some big improvements. He had a touchdown last week, like for one play. But I think they're going to bring him in post Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's going to pop off in this league and be good. He might be like the next Kyler of the future. So I picked him up behind a veteran of Matthew Stafford. And that was kind of my goal this year, was to try to win the league, but also have some decently young players like Calvin Ridley or Scary Terry, or even CEH. And Barkley, that can kind of, you know, win out for future years. So I kind of want youth, but also win now is what kind of my draft that I went with in this fantasy draft. Kind of looking at my team, CEH, a lot of my people underperformed. I think Barkley had like, what, 3.7 points, absolute garbage. Ridley had like 10 points, garbage. Scary Terry, 10 points, garbage.
Terry had how many points?
10 points. Stafford had a good game. I think Stafford's going to be one of the best, probably a top five quarterback. Top five quarterback. I think the Rams could be the number one team this year, honest to God. They're scary. They have a very good defense, and Matthew Stafford is like the piece they needed with their all their offensive threats. Rams are going to be scary.
Let's wait. Because, first of all, those were the Bears, not the fucking Buccaneers. It's not like they beat a really good team.
Yeah. Varga, they looked really good.
We said the Chiefs looks really good against any team. They fucking scored laid an egg against the Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
It's all perspective. So
that's true. We'll have to it is only week one.
If they play well, if the Rams play well against really good teams, if they play like they played week one against really good teams, then maybe I can consider them legit. But for now, and this goes for every team, honestly. It's just like I'm not gonna shit on the Packers just because they blew a game against the Saints.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
like, do you, yeah. remember, do you remember last year when Tampa, like, it was Brady's first game in Tampa as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer?
Yeah.
And they absolutely laid a goose egg against the Saints. Like, I remember Brady threw like two pick sixes or something. And then he washed. And then he just wins the Super Bowl out of like nowhere. So again, it's one game. Winner lose.
Yes, very true. I'm actually about to put a trade in right now. I'm going to trade Waller. Waller had an apt. He had 19.
Why would you trade
Waller? Well, my goal behind this is trade Waller and maybe Antonio Brown and get Justin Jefferson and Kyle Pitts. What do you think about that trade?
Horrible trade. I mean, Kyle Pitts is a little unproven, isn't he? How many points did he have in week one?
Probably like 7.
Okay, that's pretty good for a first game rookie. But still, I don't know. Justin Jefferson is good, but
he's also young.
Trey Brown and Darren Waller, when that's literally Derek Carr's only competent target on the team.
Yeah, Waller had 26 points. He led all tight ends in points. He beat out Kelsey by like a point. But yeah, 10 of 19 targets. 19 targets, that's literally insane. 105 yards and a touchdown. So It doesn't really get better than that in PPR, and he did exactly what he needed to do. Antonio Brown had a very good game against the Dallas Cowboys. He had 5 of 7 targets, 121 yards, and a touchdown. And it was a very good deep pass from Brady. But yeah, this week, Ridley underperformed, Scary Terry underperformed, CEH, and Barkley. I traded Stephon Diggs for Barkley because my backup running back was like Javonte Williams, and I just needed somebody to put in there. And I already had like Corey Davis and Antonio Brown to fill in my flex. So I have Barkley. He was a big, big disappointment along with some of the other people on my team. But I'm looking forward to future weeks coming up. Yeah, the O-line's bad, too, so that doesn't help them. But they're playing the Washington football team this week on Thursday Night Football. So I'm looking forward to watching that and relaxing. What did you say? He tore his ACL?
He injured his back or something.
Who did? Who?
He what?
Who are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's hurt. He's out. I think Heidecke's playing now. So we'll see how that goes.
Do you think they should bring in Cam Newton?
No.
Really?
No. Cam Newton's washed.
But do you think it's a good option to take Heineke?
I think Heineke for the current future. If Heineke looks bad in the upcoming games, I think then you switch. But I don't know. So, why don't we go ahead and talk about the waiver ads. For now, I have the top four that I think people should be picking up. Elijah Mitchell on the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers. And the story there is Raheem Mostert. He's hurt. I think he's out for the season. I just saw a report. Initially, it was 8 weeks, but he's out for the season. Really? Trey Sermon was the backup, and he was like the gleaming rookie that was supposed to overtake Mostert. A lot of people were predicting Mostert was somehow going to get hurt maybe in the first like 4 or 5 weeks, and then that Trey Sermon would kind of overtake that role as a rookie. But Mostert literally got hurt the first game, and he's out for the season. Trey Sermon, it ends up the Elijah Mitchell was actually higher than Trey Sermon on the depth chart or something. So Elijah Mitchell, what did he do? He had 16 points, right? But you're looking for running backs in these kind of dynasty leagues, and I think he's pretty young. Yeah, he's a rookie. He rushed for 19 times for 104 yards. That's more than 5 yards a carry, and he had a touchdown. So he is the clear first person that you want to pick up. The second person is Sterling Shepard. I think a lot of people were thinking Galladay was going to be the main option. I mean, the Giants literally have nobody to throw to. They didn't even throw to Barkley that much. But he is the number 8 PPR receiver right now. He got 24.3 points. He was 7 of 9, 113 yards, and a touchdown. So he's kind of that deep threat, and I think Sterling Shepard might, you know, really have a good role in this Giants defense, and maybe Daniel Jones can make things happen. I think he's still a little bit risky, but he's my clear number 2 waiver pickup for that kind of flex spot. Next on my list, I have Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk has always been kind of like a decent flex in the past few years, but he had 24 points. He had 5 of 5. He caught 5 of 5 targets, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. And a lot of people are thinking he's going to be the number 2 option behind DeAndre Hopkins, and that both of those players will be able to beef on the dynamic Cardinals offense. And then my 4th ad would be Mark Ingram. I mean, he's definitely a vet. He's been in the league for 10 years. But he had 26 touches and 85 yards and a rushing touchdown for 14.5 points. So I kind of have him at the very bottom because I think all the other options are better. But I have an open space because I traded 2 players for – I made a 2-for-1 trade. But I'm hoping I can get Mitchell, then Shepard, then Kirk, and then Ingram finally. But I'm only trying to get one of them. And I think I'm maybe 4 – I'm waiver wire 5 or 6. So I'm really not sure if any of those options are going to fall to me. Probably not. But that's my hope. This week right now, I guess, for – or Bargav, do you have any more comments on any of the waiver ads that you want to go? Or you guess – I can just mention those. But if you have some that you don't want to talk about because of the integrity of the league, or you don't want me to kind of snipe your picks, you don't have to talk about them.
You know what? I'm probably. So you said Raheem Mostert's out for the season, is it?
Yep. Which is big news.
IR, being on IR doesn't necessarily mean you're out for the season, you know.
I think I saw a report that he's out for the season. I think I got a sleeper update today.
I just saw 8 weeks, which means a good chunk of the season, but, you know. I don't know. I might put him on IR and then grab what's his name? Mitchell.
You're going to go try to grab Mitchell?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that's bad. I think that's a good thing to do. I mean,
ever since I've lost a bunch of running backs, now Mostert, Edwards, who else? I got this guy, Daryl Williams from Kansas City. I thought he was going to do some damage, but he didn't do much in the game against Cleveland. So.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your lineup this week. What is your who are you going against? How many predicted points do you have, and how much does your opponent have, and who are you going against?
Well, I have to update my lineup first. Because, so I'm going against Tech. I don't know who this is, but going against this guy, his starting quarterback is Lamar. Starting running back. Running backs are Aaron Jones and Miles Gaskin. Receivers Diggs and Robinson. Tight ends Lance Thomas. Flexes are Robbie Anderson and Marvin Jones. Kickers Myers. Defense is Rams. Excuse me. I have to fix this because I'm having a player Raheem Mostert's apparently my starters. I have to fix that. Let's see. I'll put ba-da-ba-da. Hold up. Wait, Aiden.
Yeah, what's up?
This is kind of weird. So, you know how Baltimore is playing Kansas City next week, right?
Yep.
And apparently, so I have Latavius Murray on here, and it says, like, versus KC in 31st, meaning that they're the worst, the second worst team in the league against the run. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Is that true? Are they that bad on run defense?
I have no idea.
That's interesting. But then again, Baltimore is 26th. Oh, jeez. Yeah, Baltimore lost a few good players on defense, like Marcus Peters and I guess a few other guys. Oh, this is a bad season.
Well, the Bucks, Patriots and Bucks are my teams because I love Tom Brady.
Who'd you root for? Because they're playing this season.
I just want it to be a good game. I'm just
the Bucks and Pats are
it.
Playing this season in Foxborough.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be the Brady fan until Brady's gone, and then I'm gonna be cheering for the Pats after that.
Really?
I think I've just grown up with Brady my whole life. He's my favorite player. I'll always be a Brady fan, but. Once he's gone, I mean, I want it to be a good game. I mean, I want the Pats to have a good season, too. And I think that there's a lot of hope behind Mac Jones. So, but yeah, I'm happy for both teams, but I want to see
Tom
Brady.
Speaking of Mac Jones, do you have a backup quarterback on your team?
My backup quarterback on my team? Or for the Patriots?
Like on your fantasy lineup?
Fantasy lineup? Yeah, Trey Lance, 49ers rookie quarterback.
Oh, I have Fields.
Oh, there you go. Well, Fields has not been Fields time yet, nor has it been Trey
Fields
Lance.
Fields scored a touchdown in the game.
Yeah, and well, so did Trey Lance. Well, I think he did kind of early, but he had like one play and he got a touchdown. So I think these two rookies, there's going to be some development throughout the next few weeks. And then once they get the green light, they're going to be full time starters in the league.
I think Garoppolo's better than Andy Dalton.
Agreed.
But So with that being said, I think, you know, if Dalton starts to really suck and be, or even just be average, the Bears fans are going to, like, demand that Justin Fields be in the game no matter what.
Yeah.
So hopefully when he's in the game, he'll...
All right, Bargoff, it's been half an hour. I think we're trying to stick to that. Do you have any final comments for this podcast? I think your mic's kind of messed up. I don't
know what's is happening. It?
Right now, you're good. There you go.
Yeah, well, hold on. Before we go, see something. Hold on. I'm going to fill in. I cannot wait for the matchup on week 5.
Why is that?
Because that's when I play you.
Oh! I'm excited for that. You think you're going to win that game, Bargo?
Wait one second.
Well, let's see the current. Let me quickly just see the current negative week 5 and what the predicted. Oh, it's pretty even. It's like 147 to 146.
You're going down.
You have no chance, BK.
Dude, Matthew Stafford against Seattle is not a good matchup. Saquon Barkley is questionable. Don't know who you can replace with Saquon Barkley now. You even have an empty bench.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to pick somebody up on waivers this week.
Yep.
Well, I think we'll end here. I think I'm excited for week 5.
Wait,
and
before we go, so let's say two people on the league want to clean the same player. How does like the priority work?
Server. So if you have a win right now, right? If you're 1-0, you're lower on the middle, and then it goes by who scored the most points that week.
Are you serious?
So whoever's 0-1 and scored the least amount of points has the highest waiver priority.
I don't know if I have a chance now.
Yeah, you definitely don't. Just make a bunch of claims and we'll see what happens. I think you'll be okay. They should process tonight, so we can discuss future waivers and stuff coming up. Well, I appreciate you being on here with me, Bargoff, as a co-host. We're going to be having some guest members come on the Clowns podcast. So we're very excited to kind of kick off the podcast this week and have some supplemental podcasts coming up in the future, most likely weekly. So thank you everybody for listening. Bargoff, do you have any closing statements?
Nope. Let's look forward to week 2 and hopefully my team wins and the Ravens win.
Yep. Go Pats. Go Tom Brady. Thank you, everybody.
I hope the Bucks lose.
I hope the Bucks lose. Get out of here, Bargoff. Get out of here. Thanks, everybody. Hope everybody has a good one. Bye-bye.